is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli strikes on Palestinian territories killed more than 2 dozen Palestinians Wednesday, according to local officials. They say an Israeli airstrike killed 5 Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, and at least 20 people, including 16 women and children, were killed in the Gaza Strip. Gaza's health ministry says Tuesday's strike on a tent camp and an Israeli-designated humanitarian zone killed at least 19 people. AP correspondent Charles A. Ledesma reports three-way talks take place in Kyiv over Western support for Ukraine.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Secretary David Lammy board a train at the Poland-Ukrainian border, the overland route to Kyiv, the joint visit to talk with President Volodymyr Zelensky and senior Ukrainian officials comes as Kyiv presses the West to allow it to use long-range missiles against Russia. The U.S. consulate in Poland said the meeting will include discussions on continued support for Ukraine's defense against Russian aggression and how to ensure Ukraine can thrive militarily, economically, and democratically in the long term. Afterwards, Blinken will return to Poland, where he'll meet with government officials to discuss a range of important bilateral issues. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. is remembering lives taken and others reshaped by 9/11 on an anniversary laced with presidential campaign politics. And Clifford Chanin with the 9/11 Memorial says while many elected officials attend, they don't participate in the main ceremony.
The way this has gone since the inception of the annual commemoration has been simply the reading of the names. And many elected officials over the years have come and they have attended during these names readings. But that is the core of the event.
September 11th is the day when hijacked plane attackers killed nearly 3,000 people in New York, the Pentagon, and Pennsylvania in 2001. This is VOA News.